Get on the table, lift up that gown. Raise up that right leg, put that left leg down. Take off those stockings, that silk underwear. The doctor's gotta cut you, mom, Lord knows where. You got a third-degree tumor shaped like a cube. A two or three shakes and you're in the tube. Bring on that ether, bring on that gas. The doctor's gotta cut you, mama, yes, yes, yes. The doctor knows to fix it, the doctor, he knows what to do. Not now, I'm busy working here, girl.
Oh, doctor, but I'm so sick.
You better not be scared, or else I'll make you more scared for a good reason, girl.
Doctor, what are you gonna do with that long knife?
That's just the doctor's tools, that's all.
What are you gonna do with that saw?
Take off a limb, or maybe two or three, maybe the your head or something else you don't see. Well, let me open my eyes and I'll take a look and tell you. Four monkey wrenches, two horse shaved, a pair of bridges and a bale of hay. Your ribs was kind of loosened, they moved about. If I hadn't sewn you up, everything would fell out. I went into your engine, I tightened up the exhaust. I went into your hood and brushed your spark plugs off. Now your body's kind of weak, and don't be hard. From now on, you be more careful with them connection rods.
All right, doctor.
Okay, the doctor to fix it. The doctor, he knows what to do.
Hey, doctor.
Huh.
Guess what? I'm feeling a bit better now.
Is that so?
Yeah, I feel like I want to do a little messing
up. Oh, go ahead. That's the way we doctors here do it at our hospital. We may be drunk, but our patients don't die on us. Now your body's kind of weak. Don't be hard. From now on, you be more careful with them connection rods,
right,
Meredith.
Dr. Divine.
The doctor knows to fix it. The doctor, he knows what to do.